Theo and the Great Spaghetti Rescue. It was spaghetti night at Theo's house, his favorite night of the week. Mom's sauce smelled amazing, Dad was tossing meatballs in the pan, and Harry was giggling in his baby seat. Dolly snoozed near the table, Baxter was wagging his tail slowly, and Hooper kept trying to sneak a noodle off the counter. Theo had already set the table all by himself. Almost. "Oops," he said, dropping the last fork. "Be right back." He skipped to the drawer to grab a new one, but just as he turned around, something wild happened. Whoosh! A giant gust of wind blew open the window, fluttering napkins, sending the salt shaker rolling, and launching the spaghetti bowl high into the air. "No!" cried Theo. The big bowl of spaghetti flew off the table, flipped once, and splat! It landed right on Hooper's head. Spaghetti noodles dangled from his ears. Sauce covered the floor. Meatballs rolled under the fridge. Baby Harry thought it was hilarious and laughed so hard he hiccuped. Theo froze. Then Mom came in, holding the salad bowl. "Oh no," she said softly. Theo thought she might be mad. But instead, Dad peeked in and raised his eyebrows. "Looks like Hooper helped himself to dinner." Hooper barked proudly, spaghetti still clinging to his fur. Theo felt a squiggle in his tummy. He was the one who left the window open. He was the one chasing forks. Dinner was ruined. Or was it? Theo stood up tall, just like a superhero. "I can fix this," he said. "I promise." "Okay," said Mom, smiling gently. "Let's see what you've got." Theo zipped across the kitchen. First, he wiped Hooper's face with a towel. Hooper licked his cheek. "Sorry, buddy," Theo giggled. Then he helped Dad find the runaway meatballs. Even Baxter crawled under the table to sniff some out. Dolly stayed close to Harry, keeping him calm while the kitchen bustled. Within minutes, Mom had another pot of noodles boiling. Theo stood on a stool to help stir the sauce, while Dad made silly jokes about the flying spaghetti beast. Everyone was smiling again. Finally, dinner was ready, again. They all sat down, safe and dry, this time with the window closed and napkins tucked in tight. "This is the best spaghetti ever," Theo said, happily munching. "Even after flying through the air?" Dad teased. "Especially after that," Theo grinned. When Harry let out a milk hiccup from his seat, everyone laughed again. Later that night, when Theo snuggled into bed, Dolly curled up at his feet and Hooper licked his ear goodnight. "You were very brave today, Theo," Mom whispered as she kissed his head. "Sometimes things go wrong, but you stayed calm, helped out, and made it even better." Theo smiled sleepily. "Next time, I'll close the window." "And maybe tie Hooper's fur in a bun?" said Dad, poking in from the hallway. Everyone giggled. Even Baxter gave a low woof of approval. And with the warm twinkle of kitchen lights still glowing in his heart, Theo drifted off to dream of superhero dogs and meatball comets. The end.